Come in. Ah, it's you. I'm pleased to meet you in person. My name is Dr. Amelia. But please, call me Amy. Please, take a seat. Can I offer you anything? Coffee? Water? Okay, that's fine. If you need anything, please let me know. Okay. Now, I recall from our phone call that you needed some help in processing some childhood trauma. Is that correct? Very well. Could you please go into a little bit more detail? What sort of trauma? Ah, I see. Parental issues. And I presume that a recent event has brought back the memory of your childhood, correct? Oh, a series of events. Please, go on. I understand. You said you were in therapy before. What kind of therapy? Ah, yes. That's often the first step. Did you take any medicine along with your therapy? And did it have any effect on you? Interesting. I have read about this kind of trauma, and there doesn't seem to be an effective way to cure it yet. But I've also read some studies on a new technique that's looking quite promising. Let me explain it to you. It's about generating what we call a safe space. A safe space is an environment where you're comfortable enough to stand up to your fears. Once that safe space has been established, we go over to the second phase of this new technique. It's called post-traumatic satisfaction. This technique is especially effective if the trauma consists of the patient feeling like they've missed out on something. It's usually used to cure depression caused by heavy feelings of regret. But I believe that in your case, it could be quite effective as well. So what do you say? Would you be interested in testing out this new therapy technique? Very well. But I have to ask one more question. Which parent would you have wished to get more attention from? And in what phase of your adolescence would you have wanted that attention? Okay, more attention from your mother in your early childhood. Noted. Let me think a bit, and please meet me at my home at 8 p.m, okay? Here's the address. Okay, thank you very much for coming. Until later. Bye. Ah, yes. I've waited for you. Please come in. Would you be so kind to take off your shoes, please? When you're done, meet me in the living room. Okay. Please sit down between my legs. Yes, I know this seems strange at first, but trust me, okay? There you go. Lean back into my chest. Very good. Now, let me just cover us both with this fluffy blanket. Just like this. Tell me, would you like me to be your mummy? Would you like to be my good boy? I knew you wouldn't refuse. I mean, how could you? You are my good little boy, after all. Aren't you? Yes, you are. Is my good little boy feeling nice and comfortable? Very good. You know how much Mummy loves to cuddle. And I do know that my baby boy loves to cuddle just as much as mummy does. Oh, mummy has a little present for you. Would you like to have it? Oh, how I love when my little boy gets excited. Here, let me just cover your eyes with my hand. No peeking, okay? you're always such a good boy. So I thought you deserve a little treat. And ta-da! Mummy made your favourite chocolate chip cookies. Of course you can, sweetie. They're just for you. So dig in. Oh my. Either you are really hungry or they're really delicious. Oh, you clumsy thing. You got some chocolate on your cheek. Here, let me just wipe it up with my finger. Come on, we wouldn't want to let it go to waste, would we? Lick it up off mummy's finger. There, that's a good boy. There's still some left on your cheek. We can fix that. All gone. That chocolate is almost as sweet as you. Now, honey, please tell mummy what burdens you. Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. But don't worry. Mummy is always here for you. She will always care for you. And you will always be her little baby boy, no matter how old you are. Oh, honey, you look worried. Is everything all right? Oh, thinking of the past again, No, don't cry. Mummy is here for you. Oh, I know, honey. Put your legs up on the couch, facing that way. Lay your head in mummy's lap. That's right. Good boy. Now let me just... There you go. You always like mummy's breasts, don't you? Go on. Suckle on them like you used to. Good boy. Are you feeling a little better now, sweetie? See? I always know what my little boy needs. Now all you have to do is suck on mummy's breasts and cleanse your mind of all the bad thoughts. Shift your focus away from all the sad things in your mind and focus solely on how much you enjoy sucking on mummy's big breasts. Free yourself from the fear. Feel Mummy's warmth engulfing you. Mummy will always keep you safe from harm, sweetie. And you are always welcome to relax with Mummy. Just like that. Think about how you love being a good boy for Mummy. How you love cuddling with me. Or how you love it when I brush through your hair with my fingers. Don't think about all the other people. Think only about how much you love Mummy. And how much Mummy loves her good little boy. Can you feel your mind become lighter? How you feel free? That's right. You're doing great, my little prince. Oh, honey, you look pretty tense down there. Do you enjoy Mummy's breasts that much? Oh, it's fine. Don't worry. It's only natural. Do you want Mummy to take care of your little problem? No problem. Mummy will do anything to make her good boy happy. Let me just give you a little bit more space. Is that better, honey? Mummy will start now. Okay. Your moans are so cute, sweetie. But keep sucking. Oh, look at all the tension you have built up. That's not good, honey. Let's hope Mummy can make it a little better. Is that good for you? Do you like it when Mummy applies some pressure with her thumb like that? very good. Let me try a different technique. There we go. Just rolling my thumb over your tip. I can feel you moaning on my nipple. That tickles. What is it, honey? No, sweetie. There's nothing sexual about this. This is a mummy doing what a mummy should. Making sure that her little boy is well. Giving him the attention that he needs. Oh my. You're leaking a bit. No need to apologize, sweetie. It's a natural reaction. But it shows Mummy that you're enjoying it. Would you like me to speed up a little? Anything for my good boy. I can feel you throbbing, honey. Are you close? Then do it, honey. Release your tension. Get rid of all those burdens weighing you down. Mummy is here for you. She will keep you safe. There we go. That's a good boy. Very well done. I'm so proud of you. Let me just grab paper towel from the table and clean you up. There you go. Nice and clean. Your breathing is still very heavy. Do you want to cool down for a minute? All right, honey. No problem. You look so cute when you're completely spent. Now, let's go to bed, shall we? You've got work tomorrow, so we can't stay up too late. Yes, I know this is very comfy. But the bed is even more comfy. Besides, if you're a good boy now and come to bed with Mummy, you can decide if you want to be the little spoon or big spoon. Mummy will even leave her bra off, so you can feel her breasts while you're sleeping. How does that sound? All right, let's go.